Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI. If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Top of the morning, KBOI News Time, 8:39. Heading into the new year, Powerball jackpot expected to be $700 million. $700 million. And what's the other one? The other one's at $343 million.
Wow. I had no idea it was that high.
So we start the new year. Here are some horror stories about people who have won huge jackpots.
Okay, now, at the end of the story, I'm going to feel bad for this person?
Well, maybe.
Oh.
Jack Whitaker, already a millionaire when he won $315 million in West Virginia in 2002. The then 55-year-old construction company president went broke 4 years later. His granddaughter and daughter died soon after from drug overdoses.
Oh, wow.
And he was robbed. Remember this? He was robbed of $545,000.
Yeah, he was the guy
sitting in his car,
right,
in a parking lot,
right,
of a strip club.
Because he had thousands of dollars in the glove compartment, right?
And people apparently knew
or
it.
Or possibly the jockey box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then there's Adam Shakespeare. He won $30 million. In 2009 in Florida, was murdered soon after.
Oh, wow.
Shot twice in the chest, buried under a slab of concrete in a backyard.
I do feel badly for that guy.
Yeah. According to ABC News, D.D. Moore, who befriended him after his lottery win, murdered him.
Yeah.
So she could get the money.
Beware of those who befriend you after your lottery
win. Yeah, people you didn't know before.
Right.
Ronnie Music Jr., sentenced to serve 21 years in prison after he invested part of a $3 million lottery winning in crystal meth.
Ooh, yeah, that was a bad idea.
Ujud Khan, Illinois man, died in 2012 one day after collecting the lump sum of $1 million. Originally found by a medical examiner that Khan died of natural causes, but they found out later he was poisoned with cyanide.
Did they figure out who was his next of kin?
No, but I'm sure.
Who may have inherited the money.
What do we always say? Follow the money.
Yeah, I would definitely do that in that case.
Jeffrey Dampier.
I do actually feel sorry for some of these people.
Yeah.
Not all, but some.
He won $20 million in the Illinois lottery.
Mm-hmm.
Used the winnings to help his family.
That's nice.
However, his sister-in-law, Victoria, and her boyfriend kidnapped him and shot him twice in the head. Killed him.
Yeah. Shouldn't have probably helped all the family.
Yeah, apparently. It didn't help him
probably
enough.
Should have completely stayed away from some of the family.
William Post won $16 million in the Pennsylvania lottery. His landlady then sued him, claiming he had agreed to give part of the money to her.
Mm-hmm.
She was awarded $5
million. Hmm.
Post had six failed marriages, was eventually convicted and sentenced to prison for firing a gun at a debt collector. Died of respiratory failure. So,
wow.
Just because
again,
you have money doesn't mean you're going to live a long
again,
and happy life.
The one who got murdered by his new friend, the one who got kidnapped and murdered by family. There are a few in there that I do feel sorry for. Mm-hmm. The ones who, you know, just decided to be complete idiots. I don't know. I don't feel quite as badly for them.
Yeah, well, like my mom used to say, it's not going to change who you are.
And like the guy who bought meth.
Or you will find out who you are, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah. Amazing.
I'd like to find out who I am.
Three.
Gosh, I wonder what I'd be like wealthy.
First thing, if you won
$700
million,
yeah,
what would you do?
I think I'd spring for lunch.
By the Cincinnati Reds.
No, I think I would. I'd spring for lunch.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't
Probably for a lot of people.
Yeah. In San Francisco.
Like a whole restaurant. Full. Yeah, possibly. Sunset. Yeah, let's go to Delmonico's or something.
Yeah, someplace cool.
Or let's just go to Ruth's Chris. I like it there.
Yeah, that's nice.
Of course, you know, that's a point. Go to Las Vegas and go to some of their fancy restaurants down there.
Yeah, but don't gamble.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do, win $700 million?
Exactly.
No.
Exactly. I mean, I don't gamble now. Of course, I'm the one who, you know, never really got into video games because I'd rather have the quarter.
I kind of got there after a while.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the fact that my elbow went out on me.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. KBOI News Time, 8:45.
KBOI News Time, 8:47. Okay, I need to get everybody's opinion on something.
All right.
I'll start with you, since you're closest. And, Todd, I can get your opinion, too, on this one. Just the opinion is, should this law go into effect also in the United States, or even possibly just the state of Idaho? And the one I'm talking about, there's a brand new law in Iceland. It's the very first country in the entire world to do this. A new law in Iceland has made it illegal to pay men more than you pay women. And it has come into effect, it came into effect yesterday on the 1st of January. One of the key reasons the Nordic island has pushed through the law is that about half of its parliament are female. Which so apparently that is what happens when
females vote.
Yeah.
In some places.
As the law is being enforced, both government offices and private business, which employ more than 25 people, will have to obtain a special government certification on the equal pay policies, failing which they could be fined. Probably find more money than they would have just paying the women more.
Yep.
Although similar provisions are available in places such as Switzerland and, to a certain extent, the state of Minnesota, Iceland is the first country to make it compulsory. You have to do it.
Have to pay women the same amount as men
in Switzerland,
for the same job.
In Switzerland, they make it worth your while if you do that. Mm-hmm. In Minnesota, they make it worth your while if you do it. In Iceland, you can't not.
Or you're going to be fined.
Our telephone number, 208-336-3700. 208-336-3700, good idea or bad idea. Now, this is part of Iceland's earlier announcement that the island intends to eradicate the gender pay gap by 2022. Kind of sounds like they did it by 2018. According to the World Economic Forum's 2017 Global Gender Gap Report, Iceland already has the most gender equity of any country in the world, a position it has held for 9 consecutive years. In the rankings, Iceland is followed by other Nordic nations, Norway, Finland, and Sweden. Now, at the time of announcing the step, back in March, Iceland's Equality and Social Affairs Minister, Thorstein Víglundsson, said, "Equal rights are human rights. We need to make sure that men and women enjoy equal opportunity in the workplace. It is our responsibility to take every measure to achieve that." The gender pay gap is, unfortunately, a fact in the Icelandic labor market, he went on, and it's time to take radical measures. We have the knowledge and the processes to eliminate it. Now, an economy mostly driven by soaring tourism and thriving fisheries. In fact, I've got some friends who recently vacationed in
Iceland. I know some people who went to Iceland as well.
Yeah, and they absolutely loved it. The legislation has found little to no opposition from any corner of the Nordic nation, which already has a law requiring private companies to have at least 40% women on their boards of directors. Iceland also offers equal parental leaves to men and women. The law found support from all the political parties in the country of about 323,000 people. Not a very big country, in other words.
Nope.
The legislation is basically a mechanism that companies...
About half the population of Idaho.
Yeah, well, yeah, or even less than that, because we're about 1.5 million.
About a
now.
Third,
yeah.
Less than that, even.
Yeah, the legislation is basically a mechanism that companies and organizations evaluate every job that's being done and then they get a certification after they confirm the process if they are paying men and women equally. That's according to a board member of the Icelandic Women's Rights Association. It's a mechanism to ensure women and men are being paid equally. We have had legislation saying that pay should be equal for men and women for decades now, but we still have a pay gap. Now, there have also been concerns that Iceland's reputation, being at the forefront of gender equality, does not fully translate into equal rights for women, since the country faces a high number of cases of sexual assault against women. According to the figures of Eurostat, Iceland has one of Europe's highest per capita levels of reported rapes. And by the way, they do consider Iceland to be part of Europe, even though it's kind of almost as, it's pretty much as close to North America as it is to Europe.
Close to Canada.
It is an island nation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think about this? Is this something that the United States should be working toward or should be doing?
Don't you think the U.S. is working toward it?
We are.
Well, I mean, not at warp speed.
Well, not at warp speed, no, but least
we're working.
At least we're saying that we are. But is this the sort of thing that should be a law? And again, it brings up all sorts of questions. Now, what kind of job are you talking about? You know, are you talking about because
physical labor? You mean?
There are people who don't like the fact that years ago the Army started changing their standards of what you can do physically because they had men and women soldiers. I'm not saying that they lowered them. I'm saying that they did change them so that they'd be more fair, at least to both men and women. And, was that necessary? And is that something in the workplace? I mean, are there jobs that women do better than men? Are there jobs that men do better than women?
Yes.
I would imagine so. But I don't necessarily have a list of those in front of me.
I actually looked it up, I looked up the Equal Pay Act from 1960-something.
Yeah.
63. And it has some categories: skill, effort, responsibility, working conditions, and establishment.
If those things are equal.
Correct.
Then you should have equal pay.
Correct.
Okay. And establishment is one of those. In other words, like, let's say that, just off the top of my head, if you've been at the same job for 50 years.
Yeah.
You should be making more than the guy who starts today.
Yeah, or started last week.
That just, popped into my head.
Yeah.
But it has. Iceland has become the first country to make it illegal to just simply pay men more than you do women. And a long time ago, it was a policy that a lot of places had, and they had reasons for it, or they had excuses for it, maybe. I don't know.
Is there a place or a job where women get paid more than men anywhere?
Not that I know of. I mean, there could be. There are jobs.
Exotic dancer.
Well, okay. There are jobs.
Come on.
There are jobs that more women have than men, and there are jobs
of course,
obviously
there are
that
men
more
exotic dancers though.
And there are jobs that more men have than women.
Yeah.
Quite often, the male and female exotic dancers don't work in the same place.
True. I don't know. I don't know how much you can determine if, as a government, what people are paid to do what job.
Well, and
I don't
also
know how. I don't know if that is your.
I knew a guy who had a business, and he employed one man and three women. It was a small business, and for instance, once in a while, he would give one of them a raise and not give the other ones a raise, but it was a merit thing. And he would say, well, she did a better job this quarter than the other one did.
Look at the results.
Yeah, exactly. Look at the results. And you really couldn't necessarily argue with the results, although the other employees argued with the results.
Sure. I don't know. I don't. Where does government, I'm going to use the word intrusion, but I don't really mean intrusion, interference, whatever.
To a certain number of people, it would be safeguarding.
Yeah. How many areas of your life does a government have to have a hand in?
We'll come back. It's 8:56 news at the top of the hour next on News Talk 670 KBOI. It's Idaho Talks Live.
If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time 9:06, January 2nd.
We've been talking about
2018.
Obviously, new laws start January 1st in a lot of places. Mm-hmm. Other laws, new ones, start July 1st, which is the second half of the year. And the one that just started yesterday in Iceland says simply that you can't pay a man more than you pay a woman, pretty much for the same job, the mm-hmm. same kind of performance, that sort of thing. It doesn't specify how they figure out, like, merit performance.
You know, see, what I mean? And that will always be,
well, that'd always be
an out,
an argument.
Yeah, if you need an out.
Mari wrote in to say, we've had several people already write in about this. Mari wrote in to say, so apparently they have now proven through DNA testing that almost 50% of the Viking warriors buried were shield maidens or women warriors. I did not know that.
I didn't either.
So it should come as no surprise that Iceland would give equality to women before other cultures. However, have you seen the weather there? Moving to Iceland.
There are no trees there. Yeah,
moving to Iceland is probably not an option. Happy New Year. And she says, as to Paul Jay's comment or your question about government has had to make rules for wages since before the flood, because employers will always take advantage of someone who must work to live.
Some truth there.
It's not extraordinary to imagine they would have to make further rules to protect women, since they are even more disadvantaged as wage earners. So she makes some good points.
She does.
John of Boise says, stuff like this is dumb because you can't enforce it, because if an employer just says the man is performing better than the woman, there is nothing you can do because it's their opinion. Who are you to say they're wrong?
Yeah,
it's,
or woman A is outperforming woman B and man C.
Yeah.
It's hard to prove that.
It's their opinion, and the final decision is theirs. It's their business, and no one should be able to tell them how to run the business they made. And Dave of Boise says, I mentioned women trying to become the dominant gender a few weeks ago. I think this is another step toward that goal. I am not saying that's good or bad, but just obvious. It's not just America. It's happening around the world. This is not a conspiracy theory. And no, I can't prove anything, but all you have to do is look around and open your own ears and eyes.
If women wanted to be, what did he say they wanted to be?
The dominant gender.
Dominant gender. All they'd have to do, I mean, they outnumber men.
I was under.
All they'd have to do is vote.
I think I was under the assumption they were anyway.
Well, whether you want to admit it or not, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to pretend I make my own decisions, but I don't. Mark of Meridian says pay equality.
Poor Chris.
Mark of Meridian says pay equality started with abolishing slavery. It's been a long, dirty slog to get to where we are today. Without government, we would still have slavery. Well, and the thing is, this is...
Yeah, I'm going to have to withdraw my...
This is what a lot of, you know, a lot of...
The question remains, how much should government interfere in our daily lives?
Yeah. People, one of the things that people went to war over, calling it states' rights, but this was one of the big things about it in the Civil War, was the fact that you were suddenly telling people that, okay, I want you to have to pay the people who've been working for you for free. And all of a sudden, everyone said, but that would cut into my profits, wouldn't it? And they said, of course it would cut into your profits, but your profits haven't been fair because you haven't been paying anybody. And they said, well,
it's been working for us.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's been working for us, and speaking just for myself, which they all did. But, it was difficult. And I've told you this story before because I found this out a couple of years ago when I was looking it up. The reason they came up with agricultural colleges is because they had to teach people how to be able to farm without using slave labor and still make a profit.
It's true.
Which they sort of did.
The Aggies.
Oh, yeah, that's why you have, like, Utah State Aggies A&M. And Texas A&M Aggies and New mm-hmm. Mexico State Aggies, because they all started out as mm-hmm. as agricultural colleges. And Oregon State started out as an agricultural
college. Most of the states, Colorado State, yeah. Oregon State.
Yeah, they all had them.
Idaho State.
But and a lot of it had to do with that. It said, mm-hmm. you know, it's important for you to raise things like food and cotton and tobacco, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera. I mean, anything you raise. It's important to be able to, you know, have beef and pork and all these things, but you do need to know how to make a living doing it, or people will stop doing it for other people. And then, you know, everybody's got to have their own victory garden.
Mm-hmm. Which they used to have.
Well, yeah, and still probably isn't that bad of an idea.
So it'll be interesting. I think we're moving in that direction, the direction of equal pay. I think we're moving in that direction in this country.
But I like some of the comments because, well, you know, for instance, what Mari said is true. If you don't make certain rules about it, then there are people who say, well, okay, your choice is you either don't have a job or you take what I give you. And so there have to be certain rules about that sort of thing.
Yep.
And of course, the argument there could be, well, you know, competition would say that blah, blah, blah. Well, it didn't years ago. I mean, you know, back when people were making a dime a day or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about when things cost considerably less than that. I'm talking about, you know, when prices were going up and people still made a dime a day. But, you know, cause they came up with a minimum wage. First minimum wage was a quarter.
Yes.
Quarter an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically you worked an 8-hour day, you made $2.
And, you know, I can remember when a dollar was worth a dollar.
Yeah. But then again, you wonder about
merit. Hasn't been for a long time.
You wonder about merit pay. Like if you're paying a man more than a woman and they say, well, you can't do that. And they say, well, the man has 15 years experience and the woman started last week. If they're going to say, well, you can't do that, then that seems to not make sense because if more experience garners you a raise, which it probably should at some point.
There are ways of getting around all this with bonuses and incentives.
Well, it's like, you know, it's like CEOs of companies where they
sure.
say, well, you know, it's not completely outrageous. He only makes $2 million a year, which is not outrageous for a CEO. Well, then how come last year on his taxes, he made $104 million?
Yeah.
Well, he made $2 million in salary and $102 million in bonuses.
Mm-hmm. We had a very good year.
So your bonuses are worth 50 times as much as your actual salary.
And that sounds...
I would certainly go for a deal like that.
Sounds fallacious the way you're saying it, but it's basically true.
Well, it's not that far off.
No. Either. A little bit, maybe, but not much.
The board of directors says we can only pay you $1.5 million.
So?
So.
Asterisk.
I notice you moved into a solid gold house.
So we'll have to wait and see how much the government does interfere. Apparently, people don't want to jump in here and basically say one way or another.
Start a gender war?
Yeah.
I imagine not. Quick one here from Gary. Gary says, okay, hang on. Now, I'll tell you what, this is a different subject, so we might talk about this coming up, but I thought he was going to mention this.
Yeah. Signs are popping up all over California. Sanctuary signs.
Yeah.
Official sanctuary state. Official sanctuary city. Where are these signs coming from? Who's putting them on city limit signs? And what the heck? We'll talk about that when we come back. It's 9:15.
Remember, you are listening to Paul, Jay, and Chris on 670 KBOI.
Money. So they say. All right, we are back. Money. Talking about equal pay. Now we're going to talk about sanctuary states and cities. 9:19.
Mm-hmm.
Drivers entering California, Chris, this story on Fox, are being greeted with signs proclaiming the liberal bastion an official sanctuary state. And we got pictures, but we all know pictures can be
well, was anybody
altered.
was anybody not aware that at least Governor Jerry Brown, that's kind of the way he thinks of California anyway, and by kind of, I mean completely?
Mm-hmm. According to photos and videos circulating on social media, They appear to show a prankster attached the official-looking blue signs just below legitimate Welcome to California markers. I'm looking at one now that says, well, it's a Malibu city limit sign.
Yeah.
And the sign underneath, it's blue. It's very official looking. It's got seals on it. It says official sanctuary city.
I would find it hard to believe that Malibu is a sanctuary city.
Let me finish.
In other words, like, give me your tired, you're poor.
Official sanctuary city.
Tired, maybe.
Cheap nannies and cheap gardeners make Malibu great.
Okay.
And then it underneath
Now I get it.
Underneath that, it says Boyle Heights, not so much, which is a suburb.
Mm-hmm.
Sanctuary state sign, which says felons, illegals, and MS-13 gang members are welcome, is similar to one hung up by Malibu activists last year. Attempts to reach California's Department of Transportation, not immediately successful. And underneath the sanctuary city part, it says, Democrats need the votes. The signs are plastered with the Great Seal of California.
Which in California they already have anyway.
And a donkey.
Oh.
One of the symbols of the Democrat Party.
So somebody obviously making fun of or protesting against the whole sanctuary city and or sanctuary state thing.
California became a sanctuary state yesterday after a bill Democratic governor, as you mentioned, Jerry Brown, mm-hmm. signed into law in October, took effect. The law bars police in the nation's most populous state from asking people about their immigration status or participating in federal immigration enforcement activities in most cases.
Now, the feds can still do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Golden State is home to an estimated 2.3 million illegal immigrants.
Okay, that's the estimate.
Estimate.
Yeah, however, I'm not sure who's doing the estimating there.
Yeah.
I think there are people in Newton, California who would tell you that's a very low estimate.
Yeah. Signs and photos and videos being circulated are similar to one placed in Malibu, as we said.
Right.
Official sanctuary state reads another. Felons, illegals, MS-13s, welcome. Democrats need to vote. Malibu Councilwoman Laura Rosenthal said, the sign you're talking about is not an official city sign.
Yeah, we knew that.
We took it down. It's very disheartening that anyone would put up such an ugly sign. And then she said, however, whoever did this spent a lot of time on it. Because,
almost in admiration?
Yeah. I mean, these signs look
like, this was terrible, but well done.
Yeah.
But terrible.
Yeah. That's amazing.
But well planned.
Yeah.
Well, and that's a weird thing, but it's just as weird as the marijuana laws. Federally, there is a law that says no marijuana, still classified as a dangerous drug or a narcotic. And yet, as we have pointed out, 41 of the 50 states have made it possible for people to get it in some way.
Yep.
Idaho has not. Utah has not.
But neighboring states have.
All the neighboring states have, except for Utah,
mm-hmm.
in some way. Montana, still medicinal, but Washington, I don't know if you call Alaska a neighboring state, but it's, you know, north, north, northwest, west, west. And they've legalized it there. And for a certain amount of time, I mean, for a long time compared to other states, Alaska had a rule where you could have a small amount of it anyway, I think. Mm-hmm. And then Washington legalized it, and Oregon, and now California, for just recreation. As you know, you might as well have it just like you'd have a regular cigarette. Except they all still have laws about, you know, like, don't get all stoned and go driving. In the same way that it's legal to buy beer, but don't have a beer and go driving.
And you can't be a minor.
For sure, don't have 14 beers and go driving.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Amazing.
And Oregon just made, Todd pointed this out to me, Oregon just made the law, the age for tobacco 21.
They moved it up.
From 18 to 21.
What is marijuana? 21?
Yeah, it was 21 there too. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. But, there are probably about 3 years' worth of smokers that are going to be jonesing for a cigarette here pretty soon. I'm sure they'll be able to get one from somebody.
No question.
Doesn't matter what it is. I think if you want it badly enough, you can figure out where to buy it.
Yeah, and if you're smoking at whatever they are now, $5 a pack,
yeah,
you're gonna go spend some money.
Is that a rich people's habit now?
No.
It's 9:26. News is next.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. and Chris. More local talk with Nate Shellman is live this afternoon at 3 on 670 KBOI. In love and affection, to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living
just enough for the city. KBOI News Time 9:37. The city, is it a sanctuary city? Let's go to Pro Life on line one. Pro, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You know, according to our Constitution and our original form of government, states and cities could have different criminal definitions. But now we don't have that. Supposedly everybody thinks that the Supreme Court tells everybody what they're supposed to do. So now suppose the federal government takes California to court, to the Supreme Court, to tell them they're not a sanctuary city. I think California and those cities in California and other places, they're not going to obey the Supreme Court. And what I'm saying is they need to on immigration, because that's a federal responsibility. But, you know, like, say like here in Idaho, say if prostitutes came from Nevada and prostitution is legal over there, male and female, they came over here and to set up shop, then we'd say, no, you can't do that. We're going to, you know, file charges against you for having prostitution. That's against our law. And we would have a right to do that. But then what if the prostitutes said, well, we're going to take you to the federal Supreme Court, to federal court, because if it's legal in Nevada, it's got to be legal in Idaho. Now, that's the problem, see. We've messed up our jurisdiction of who gets to decide what. And California doesn't get to decide about immigration, but Idaho does get to decide about killing babies, abortion. They get to decide about gay marriage, and they won't do it. So we're messed up. That's all I got to say.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Appreciate the call. Pro-life. What happened a long time ago is somebody federally figured out that all we have to do is allocate funds, which we will give to every state.
And withhold if they don't do what
withhold,
we want.
And withhold the funds. Like, for instance, and I think it may have started with speed limit laws. Like, okay, you either have a 55-mile-per-hour speed limit or you don't get the special money we have allocated for, you know, your transportation
highways,
department,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or highways or whatever. And so everybody went to a national 55-mile-per-hour speed limit. And then gradually states started saying, nah, it's not really working for us. I don't know whether everybody was late or what. But anyway, they went up to 65 and 75, and some of them went to 70 and 80, you know. And Montana, I don't know if they ever went back to
they did go back.
Just drive for the drive for the conditions like it used to be there.
No, the prima facie. No, the
watch out you don't get killed. Is
yeah, yeah. I think they're back now to 80.
Yeah, but and a lot of that was, you know, it was smoking laws and all sorts of things like mm-hmm. that. Like we have money that you can access as a state, but we will not give you any if you don't do it this way. And so all of a sudden, all 50 states have the same rule. And a lot of those, it's weird because they've tightened up on a lot of those things, driving, and stuff like that, in different ages where you can buy something.
Mm-hmm.
But gambling used to be just Nevada. And then it was Nevada and New Jersey because of it, and just Atlantic City, right?
Right.
And then all of a sudden you can gamble. Well, and of course it started out with Indian reservations
mm-hmm.
Because they were considered to be kind of their own nation. So that sort of made sense. But then people started giving licenses, you know, for Mississippi riverboats and that there are, you know, places to gamble in Los Angeles now.
Sure.
And just, you know, all over the place. Curtis the Boyce, he says, hopefully someday Idaho, like Oregon, Washington, and California, will step into the future, and then they'll have the money for education and roads. Until then, we'll just stay in the dark ages. So Curtis is for, apparently, legalizing marijuana, if only to get the tax money.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say, hey, they're selling it here anyway illegally. We're missing out on all this tax money.
Yeah.
Why don't we legalize it and get the tax? And a lot of people are doing it. We still don't have any, I want to say results here. I don't know if that's the right word, on how legalized marijuana helps or doesn't help with the state economy. Do you have to hire more police?
Well, and again, that's one of those things that somebody has to do a study, and then they release the report, and then it turns out the study was paid for by somebody who either benefits,
was pro or con,
you know, benefits if you get rid of it, or benefits it, by having it.
True.
And so it's, I don't know, it's really hard to figure out what is and what is not an unbiased study. Or a biased study. You know, that's the same. I mean, you know, if it's hard to figure out one, it's definitely hard to figure out
which side you're standing on.
It's hard to figure out when somebody's lying, and it's also hard to figure out when somebody's telling the truth. Yes, that would figure.
So what do you think he's doing? One or the other?
I don't know. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Not sure.
No, it's a weird problem. And of course, we've mentioned this plenty of times, that the reason they started phasing out, or at least cracking down on certain states' rights, or taking away certain rights in certain states, has to do with the Deep South, where, first of all, they didn't want to end slavery. And then after that, they said, okay, it's fine that we end slavery, but depending on your shade of skin, you can't live or work or do anything anywhere near anybody else who doesn't look like you.
Mm-hmm.
Which they suddenly figured out, well, that's not exactly the American way, because everybody is free to do this and free to do that. And then there was the whole separate but equal thing, which was never equal, was always just separate.
True. True. One thing that's happening this afternoon, Minnesota Democratic Senator Al Franken
is set to resign.
He's going
by. And we knew he was going to.
Mm-hmm. He announced he'd step down in the wake of groping allegations. Apparently that's happening today. Excuse me. Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith will replace him tomorrow.
So, still also a Democrat. And certain states are like that. In Alabama, obviously, they have to have a runoff election when somebody resigns.
Mm-hmm.
And they did, and switched the seat from a Republican to a Democrat seat. In Minnesota, the governor simply appoints someone, and I believe Idaho's the same way, that if we have a legislator who, or if we have a congressman, senator who resigns, that the governor, in this case, Otter, would appoint somebody new, and that person would, I'd say there's about a 99.9999% chance it would be Republican.
Yeah. A special election, though, Chris.
Yeah.
Will be held in Minnesota to permanently fill the seat, time to next year's midterm elections in November. Smith has said she will run for that position.
Okay.
So even though she's appointed, she has to be elected.
Okay, so normally that particular seat wouldn't have been up in 2018.
Correct.
And they're going to go ahead and end it then. Okay, so that's kind of a compromise, I would think.
Yep. KBOI News Time, 9:45.
This is Idaho Talks Live, today at 3. Listen to Nate on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back. KBOI News Time, 9:49, and we're having some problems this morning.
We didn't forget to give a rewards code today. Our rewards code, the software or something that we use to put the rewards code into the system is malfunctioning today, so we're trying to get that fixed
because of the new year.
Yeah, I think so.
Something's not reading something.
It's like Y2K plus 18. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Y2K 18? Is that the way? Okay, never mind. Anyway, it's not working, so there probably will not be one today unless we get it fixed in the next, say, 6 minutes. So there probably won't
Which
be one
is looking doubtful.
Right. H.G.M. McCall wrote in to say, basically, I'm against legalizing marijuana, but if all the surrounding states do, we will have a greater problem with the Mexican drug cartel who already grows huge amounts in our national forest. If we are one of the only states to keep pot illegal, we will be the state the cartel continues to plague with their presence. Just some thoughts. The cartel is not a friendly entity, to say the least. And is that how that works?
I think he makes... I think there's some validity in what he's saying there.
And
I don't think it's cut and dried, but I think there's validity there.
Gary of Emmett wrote in a little earlier, and I said Gary was changing the subject, but I'm gonna read this anyway. It says, in a story featured on the Drudge Report listing cities getting the least sleep, Boise rated as one of the three best cities where people get an optimal amount of sleep. Again, I don't know whether that means we have no nightlife. I suppose we do, though. Again, the Treasure Valley measures up as one of the best places in the U.S. to live. The secret is out.
Yeah, it is.
And again, you know, the bad part about that would be like, well, people get a lot of sleep here because there's nothing to do. No, there's plenty to do here.
Remember those T-shirts with the big black square?
Yeah, Boise Nightlife, and it was just a big black square with no lights.
Boise After Dark.
Yeah. I mean, I get a kick out of that, even though they were insulting.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
and untrue.
Not my first time.
Mm-hmm.
Seven things to watch in 2018. The president may have big policy plans for 2018, but political distractions are likely to shadow prospects of big legislative achievements.
Mm-hmm.
White House officials said that the president wants to rein in the threat from North Korea and list four top domestic priorities in his 2018 agenda. Repealing and replacing President Obama's 2010 health care law. Welfare.
It's funny he has an agenda in 2018. He's not running for anything.
Welfare reform, immigration, and a new infrastructure plan. And a lot of it's left over from 2017.
Yep.
White House spokesperson.
Republicans running for office.
Right. White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders said, I would expect to see those four areas as well as national security, which never goes away. Yet the Congress has been struggling to pass some of the major priorities since the election, and their challenges will probably increase in 2018, the critics say. The Senate bare majority of the Republicans will shrink when Alabama's newly elected Senator, Democrat Doug Jones, is sworn in.
Mm-hmm.
This month, lawmakers will have to confront a thicket of unfinished business in their rush to get home for the holidays. The GOP-led Congress passed a short-term spending bill, but it's going to be expiring January 19th, so they have to figure out some way to allocate more money. Usually they just do it without figuring out how to make more money.
Yep.
And
I wouldn't lose any sleep.
Yeah. But again, I mean, the biggest thing's probably national security, and everybody's for national security.
Mm-hmm.
Repealing and replacing the health care law.
Mm-hmm.
Welfare reform, which essentially probably means clean it up, you know, get people off it who don't need it. And immigration, you know, depending on how much cooperation you have, and a new infrastructure plan, which has to do with roads, bridges, and all that sort of thing. So very similar to last year's agenda. And I don't know if you call that an agenda necessarily, or just something we ought to be doing anyway, all those things.
Yeah, we ought to be looking at whether we do anything about it or not.
Well, true.
And there is there's a lot of chicanery in welfare. A lot of
It's true, and I'm sure there's a lot of fraud. There's a lot of fraud probably in any government program.
True.
But, and to a certain extent, I mean, everybody knows that we would save money if we got rid of certain programs, but nobody wants you to get rid of their particular program.
True. Well, that's not true, except for the ones
there we go. Exactly right. And I've never understood why it's even on the table that we should do something about Social Security, because Social Security is something you get because you paid into it.
Exactly.
And it's not like it's voluntary. You just do.
There are a lot of disability things that are questionable.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of people on disability.
But if you can get a doctor to say that you're disabled, then you're disabled, and that's pretty much all there is to it. Because
which would be great if all you, the doctors were
if you are,
up
yeah,
and up.
If you are a government clerk and you are arguing against what a doctor says, you know, who are they going to believe when it comes to a medical question?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. It'll be an interesting year, 2018. KBOI News Time 9:55. We'll be back tomorrow.